Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Big shout out to everybody out there working to get this power back on, y'all. I know everybody ain't happy. I know there's been some mistakes made along the way, but them folks that are out there busting their ass right now to get our power back on, they ain't the problem. They ain't the problem, man. Your neighbor ain't the problem. They ain't the problem. Big shout out to everybody out there that's fighting. Hell, I ain't got no power at the house. At least when I left, I didn't have any power at the house. Tyler doesn't have any. Ron doesn't have any. Ron spent his morning with a window unit, which he purchased at Lowe's, by the way, and getting that hooked up to that generator to take a little bit of that load off of it so that could last a little longer. So everybody's in a tough spot right now, but big shout out to everybody out there that's doing their damnedest to get this thing, this city back up and running, start to finish, all the way around the city, all parts, not just Houston, all the different counties. All the different counties
that were affected.
That dude yesterday.
That's it. I don't care. If you can hear these you can hear these airwaves right now, if you listen to The Drive on Sports Radio 610 and you can hear us, no matter how clear it is or isn't, if you hear us and you listen, we are talking to you. Hang in there. We're right there with you. And to the Center Point folks out there and everybody involved, keep on keeping on. To all of our first responders, firemen, policemen, everybody out there involved in keeping everything everything peaceful in our neighborhoods, in our city, on our streets. We love you. Thank you. Greatly appreciate everything that you're doing. Real cool story here, Ron, from one of our sister stations. A lady, Edith, took the time to email one of our sister stations here, I believe it was Mega, and she said this. This is Edith, a listener, obviously. I'm in the Sugar Land area. This is during the hurricane, by the way. I'm in the Sugar Land area, lots of wind, no electricity. Thank you so much for keeping us informed with the meteorologist updates. We have a radio with batteries, no TV. Thank you for such valuable information. We appreciate you so much, Edith. All of our stations, I believe, were on. I know, as you said yesterday, Figgy, Patrick Creighton, Tyler Milner, B. Scott, a bunch of different people were keeping us on here at Sports Radio 610.
What was he thinking?
We know that there's a lot of Edis out there that were listening and leaning into, whether it was us or the Bull or Mega or whoever it may be, any of our sister stations. We greatly appreciate you listening, and we work hard to make sure that somebody is in this studio to give you updates and hopefully keep you entertained along the way. So just a quick story from a sister station there. I thought that was pretty cool. Boss Lady was pretty proud of it, sending it out. So again, we appreciate y'all for listening and staying plugged in. For those that are out there still obviously going through a little adversity, hopefully the Drive is putting a smile on your face from time to time and helping you get your mind off of what the hell's going on.
And hopefully you get back home.
That's right. What don't kill you makes you stronger, baby. Who said that?
I think a lot of people.
Doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It wasn't her first.
No, that's
who was that?
Pac said it. But that was Kelly Clarkson.
That was Kelly.
Yeah,
I didn't pull it from Kelly. I think
Kelly
I may
Clarkson,
have pulled it from Pac.
The one who derailed our show one time for a full 30 minutes.
Boy, she dropped some LBs, didn't she? I tell you what.
She
all
fluctuates
right.
a lot.
She did. I saw her talking to... Who was she interviewing?
You're a jackass, Tyler.
What?
You knew that was going to send him.
What? She does.
She was interviewing Channing Tatum, I believe it was. And who, by the way, did y'all know he's an artist?
Yes, he's one of those unicorns.
He's an artist. I didn't know that.
Hell of a dancer.
She was interviewing. Yeah, I mean, she was interviewing him, and I thought, boy, she done put a few back on, but she still looks good though. She's doing her thing, but
it's hard.
What is?
Pause.
All of it.
Oh boy.
All of it.
I see you, Kelly.
All of it.
Before we get to that boner. Yeah. Whoa, hello. I ain't never said that.
It's hard
I mean,
that thing
once we
now.
Once we get there ain't no stopping and before we get there. And once we get there, there ain't no talking. I don't know who the hell said that.
Hell, you just said it.
Before we get to that boner. Well, we were clearly talking about audio. We were not talking about the real deal there.
I don't know if we clearly were.
But we need to get to that boner is what we need to.
You just said it again.
The Texans. Training camp's right on the corner, y'all. July 18th. God, it's 8 days away, y'all. July the 18th, the Texans will get rocking and rolling on training camp. We will
Let's
be out
get
there.
Out, baby.
That's right. I hear you, Mark. We will be out there in full force as we always are, keeping you updated. One guy that Texans fans need to get used to hearing from is the new middle linebacker, Mike linebacker, Azeez Al-Shaair. He was on the Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis last night. Right, was it last night? Yesterday? I don't know. At some point. Find that episode. He did a hell of a job. But one, he is a hell of a player. But two, he's a pretty damn good interview, Ron. He's somebody that we may need to see about getting on the show.
Cody,
I'm talking about Azeez Al-Shaair.
Oh.
Yeah, Cody, I'm sure we can get on too, but I'm talking about the middle linebacker for the Texans. Guy, you know?
I don't know.
But he's pretty good. Yeah,
cross
you're right. Now, I see where your confusion came in.
Let's cross our fingers. I mean, I knew we could get him.
I see where that may be a little bit foreign to you.
I trying to get somebody we could possibly.
Let's focus on Kaimi.
I'm sorry. That shook me up.
that is so beautiful.
A player.
But anyway, he was on Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis, and I thought he did a hell of a job. And I was listening, and he got me really excited about a couple of things, a couple of different guys. One of them, your head coach. I know a lot of y'all are just gung-ho, and you're sold. Before D'Amico Ryans ever coached a damn game, you were hook, line, and sinker, which has played out really well for you.
North Fuel right here, baby.
Look, it's played out really well for you, no doubt about it, because D'Amico is rocking and rolling. But there's a handful of things, and obviously we're all on board with D'Amico, and he's done a hell of a job, and he's sold what, you know, he sold his product very quickly here in Houston. But Azeez Al-Shaair, if you remember correctly, his path was he was in San Francisco with D'Amico, and D'Amico was a linebacker coach and defensive coordinator. He left and went to Tennessee. The Texans couldn't get him here. They tried last year. They couldn't get him here. He went to the Tennessee Titans. Played with the Tennessee Titans. D'Amico Ryans gets this gig. How many years was he in Tennessee?
One.
Only one? D'Amico Ryans gets this gig. Couldn't get him the first time out of San Francisco. Got another shot at him this year, and they get him here. He clearly knows D'Amico Ryans well, and I, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that I love about D'Amico Ryans, but what this middle linebacker talks about, both D'Amico as a head coach, I'm sorry, a position coach, as well as what I think he's talking about as a head coach, gets me really excited as a Texans fan. Here's the Texans middle linebacker on his head coach.
If he could, he'd go out there and play tomorrow. That's the type of mentality that he has. It's just like this urgency, and he talks about it all the time, but since the urgency, he used to beat that into my head when I was a rookie, me and Dre Greenlaw, all the time, since the urgency. And so he takes so much time to make sure that you know what you're doing, because for him, it's everything. And so at the beginning, it's so like friction, because you're just like, bro, what's wrong with this man? Like, I remember he used to be me and Dre, like, all the time. And I mean, it'd be times when he ready to just like slap him upside the head.
The sense of urgency part is what really, really turns me on, Ron. I think a big problem. I played for a lot of football teams in college and pros that lost a lot of football games. And clearly, when you're in college, I mean, we were 4-7 2 years, and then we won 17 games, 18 games in the next 2 years. So we turned it around. When we were winning four games, there's clearly a lot of problems. When the Texans were winning two games or three games and finishing last in the division and damn near in the AFC, well, hell, they had to. They had number one overall. No, they had number two.
Yeah, never were able to get lucky enough to get
lucky
to
get number one.
Actually, they did get lucky.
Sorry to bring that up. We did actually get lucky there. There obviously was a lot wrong there. But I think one mistake that even some decent teams make is operating as if you have time. Operating without a sense of urgency. And I'm telling you, I've always, if you watch D'Amico play, you knew obviously there was a sense of urgency. As a captain and a player, there was a sense of urgency. Him carrying that aspect of his playing days over into the coaching realm is one of a handful of things that I think just separates him. Like, we can talk about offensive and defensive-minded coaches. We can talk about jumping on the scene and winning a bunch of games early on, and boy, this thing seems to really be working. But the true day-to-day grind that they're in, to have a guy at the top like D'Amico Ryans, and I think Nick is this way as well, but D'Amico Ryans, a former player that literally everything you do as a team, there has to be a sense of urgency. There's no drag-assing around. There's no, like, it's just a way of life that D'Amico Ryans is a way he is wired and a way of life that his team has no choice but to get on with that. And I just think in terms of him being here long term and the Texans being a winning franchise, forget whether you win a Super Bowl or not, but winning a lot of football games and being in the playoffs consistently and having shots at winning and having great players in that locker room, several factors, you know, obviously lead to that, boy, but operating with a sense of urgency, in my opinion, is second to none.
Well, I think the big thing to go along with that is clearly that's one of his major messages that D'Amico wants to push across. And I think one of the things that I'm sure he's excited about is now he doesn't have to be as much as the guide to have to get that message across,
right, yeah,
as he did last year. And a lot of young dudes, a lot of dudes that he wasn't as familiar with, working with, like even Denzel Perryman, a guy they brought in to be the voice of his defense, not worked with him a lot. Now, Jimmy Ward was a guy that he knew from San Francisco, but he was even out some. So he probably had to do more coaching and more impact on the field. I think now to get messages like urgency across, when you have now a Will Anderson in year two and you have other guys that have been there already, and now in particular this dude that he knows that he can push that and will push that narrative, that urgency, or anything he wants to push, that is a big deal for him and something I'm sure he's been wanting.
Well, I think operating with a sense of urgency, right, is something that the majority of people in this world kind of poo-poo on. You know what I mean? Like, we'll get it done. Whatever. Ain't no big deal. When you've got a guy that just every step he takes, there's a purpose, there's intention, and there's a sense of urgency, man, that dude is on a different level. And the guy that's leading the Texans clearly is that. If you don't believe me, obviously take it from Aziz Al-Shaair, a guy that was in San Francisco with him, spent a lot of time with him there, and has is now in Houston. You will get to know your middle linebacker for sure once he gets on the field, but you're probably going to hear from him quite a bit moving forward. Also, another guy besides the head coach that we have high hopes for here in Houston, Christian Harris, the linebacker out of Alabama. Third-year guy, right? It's third-year?
Yep, third-year.
Third-year, and really came on mid-season. Really played some great football late season. And D'Amico Ryans obviously has some really, really high hopes. And I think one of the burning questions for me going into this season is definitely about Christian Harris, about not can he start, was he going to jump on the scene? No, he's on the scene. The question is can this guy be for 17 weeks plus the playoffs, 18-week season plus the playoffs, can he be a Pro Bowl caliber player? How good is this guy really? We've heard D'Amico talk about him. We've heard Nick talk about him. Here's what new middle linebacker for your Texans, Azeez Al-Shaair, thinks about Christian Harris.
He was saying like Christian Harris was like the most explosive linebacker he's ever coached. And I'm sitting there like, really? Like it kind of, because to me, that was a bold statement. To me, it was always, nah, Jerry Greenlaw, pound for pound. When he said that, it was like, dang, like it kind of like, I'm like, okay, I'm watching really like see what this is about. So, you know, now being here and being with him, man, like explosive, like he literally is literally that, you know, explosive as heck.
It's interesting when a guy, when your head coach, your position coach says somebody else is the most explosive player they've ever seen, and you're one of the people that he's seen, and then there's two linebackers in San Francisco that you weren't good enough to play in front of that he's also seen.
And clearly, to be clear, not very many people in the league are good enough
right
to play in front of.
Right. For that coach to say this guy's the most, like openly to other players, not to the media, not to the fans, but to other linebackers in that room, this guy over here, Christian Harris, is the most explosive player I've ever coached. That is a mouthful. And then to have that middle linebacker, Al-Shaair, to say, no, well, I saw it with my own eyes. He ain't lying. He's right. The hope should be extremely high for Christian Harris, and everything we hear coming out of NRG Stadium tells us as much. It wouldn't surprise me, Ron, this year, if he can stay healthy, if this guy doesn't play at a Pro Bowl level.
Oh, I mean, listen, this is a dude who also played the position. Not only
yeah.
D'Amico played the position,
good point.
And coached it, and has had great success with it. I found it very interesting because, I mean, you know, he's sitting there saying, hey, I didn't see athletic dudes. I didn't see guys.
Yeah.
And he said, damn, this dude, this joker here. It's just doing stuff that I
get excited, baby. He's going to be fun to watch, man.
All right, coming up, we get the lineup for you. The lineup is out, and interesting space here in the lineup. We'll let you know about that as well as – and we got it, Tyler and Clint. Boy, y'all got to get it together with this dog conversation, man. You two.
I'm going to get something real clear. With Tyler and John Lopez.
You two. God.
I think you've been pretty clear.
No, y'all ain't going 2024 me.
Nobody's 2024 in you.
Cancel yeah, his man. Ass. Y'all, that's y'all, coming yeah, up. I see what y'all
you
are
made
doing.
Your own bed,
nah,
sir.
Nah, hell, and I'm going to sleep
coming
in
up next.
It. I'm going to sleep in it.
That's coming up next.
I ain't going to let you lay in it.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right. Hey, at a time like this, I like to take some of what our listeners are wanting to know, especially in this time. As someone said, is there any way we can get some live updates? Update for power. Having to listen in my car. Is there any updates?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, was it a lady?
No, man.
I mean, it could have been.
that's
well, lucky for you out there, friend. We do have updates for you.
That's a drop that you use. All right.
Yeah, girl.
All right. Hey, girl, here you go.
Shout out, Mrs.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl, you got power?
Yeah, girl.
Hey, girl, you and your man got any power over there?
I almost got torpedoed there. I really did. so I was going to ask y'all see. All right, no, I'm not going to stop. Here, give me the updates. There are people out here listening.
Yes.
We'll give you more updates at 5. But since the beginning of the show, there have been some progress made with the power outages.
Yes, we got some improvement with power around the city of Houston. The latest from CenterPoint, they are reporting that they have 1 2.2 million customers affected now without power, without electricity, and they have now restored electricity to 983,000 folks. So hopefully those numbers continue to shrink and grow.
Hopefully.
Shrink and grow.
Shrink those outages.
Pause.
Grow them restorations.
Well, good save. I really did not know where you were going to go with the end there.
Oh, yeah. I got a hell of a bet.
Grow those. What would you call that?
Grower, not a shower?
No. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about the power restoration. Like, I mean, you saved yourself, and I think all the listeners knew what you was talking about. But what do you think the restoring? That would be restoration, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. There you go. I'm telling you. Just saw a pic of the kids at the house. Apparently that window air conditioning unit is working, baby.
You got them all in that.
I'm seeing them in blank. I see a blanket out.
You got them in mom and dad's
bad boy
bedroom?
In the wall.
Oh, yeah. You put it in the living room.
Oh yeah, I put it right there.
I'm looking forward to that tonight, boys.
That thing's going to have to cool the whole living room, kitchen,
just
everything.
Just that living room right there.
I guess it is. You got them covered up like that.
Got it is, baby. There it is. Good for that, man. Good. So that's good. That's good. Hopefully,
that makes you feel good, man.
It does.
I like Ron went out there and put his own. He bought his own damn window unit. Put it now. His kiddos are at the house on the couch, and that thing is.
It's running.
Obviously, it's freezing them out.
Yeah, girl.
Well, thank goodness, man. Good for it.
Well done, man. Well done.
Happy to see that. So, yeah, man.
How you feel about it, man?
Good, man. Good. Always feels good. When
all it cost you was the unit. You didn't have to pay labor. You didn't have to pay somebody $200 to come over and install it.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it's up there as best as it can be.
Just close the old window down on it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's up there just as best as it can be right there. Got some backup behind it out there on the patio just in case.
Well, if you got it installed right, the back heavy, the ass end of that thing holds it in there. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Unless bears just out there chewing on it, you might.
Just in case. Never know. Spotty this. By the way, the Astros, they'll play tonight. Again, $5 tickets. $5 tickets tonight to see the Astros play the Marlins. That is today and tomorrow as well. Altuve leading off, Bregman, Alvarez as the DH, Diaz, Pena, Singleton, he's been in the lineup 2 days in a row and hitting in front of Myers and Dubon. That's kind of been a bit of a change. Myers there hitting in center field and batting seventh with Dubon. And Joey Lowe, he is in the lineup in right field. So that is the lineup here. And listen, this is nothing crazy, nothing wild here against the Marlins. Clint, this is a team that should be able to score some runs. They scored four last night. The Marlins had one of their better young guys out there. This is a lineup good enough where they should be able to score some runs.
Tyler, I think I'm ready to bet.
You want to ride with me, bro?
To say, have you been doing it? Man, I hadn't really seen Money Bags. I don't know if you've been doing it. I didn't even know if you had
been
internet
awfully
to
quiet,
do
man.
It.
I wonder what that
I don't
old,
know if you had the internet to do it.
Wonder what that number's up to.
No, yeah, I've had a couple of red days this week, but overall, still looking pretty good. Looking for a big slate of bets to hit tonight.
I was really hoping you just forgot to mention it. I wasn't rubbing your red days.
No. It's I really didn't. I really did forget to mention it.
What is your what are you on tonight, Bump?
I am on Alex
Framber strikeouts.
I'm sorry, not Alex. I am on Jose Altuve over 1.5 bases. Yordan over 1.5 bases. Framber Valdez over 5.5 strikeouts. Brian Hoeing over 1.5 earned runs against him.
Didn't even know the guy.
I just like to pronounce it that way because he's got Ho in his name. And a few other things. Oh, and the big bet, my biggest bet for tonight, my lock for you for a Wednesday night is Astros team total over 4.5 runs.
That's his lock.
That's his lock for the night.
Lock for the night.
Lock it in.
Go get that thing. Well, go get it, Clinton.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I really like the Astros.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's over. Your lock.
Yes, sir.
What about Framber and those strikeouts?
I don't like that.
You didn't even know just, the number.
Just, but with Framber, five and a half. You said it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's five and a half. Yeah, you did. You my just, bad. He's got so many bets, he don't even remember.
Never.
I mean, you just don't know with him, because he is liable to give you 8 to 10.
Oh, that's fact.
Or walk five and a half, three, and fight his way through five innings. You just, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to understand with that cat. So.
I like the Astros over for 100, Tyler. Thanks, bub.
I got you, man. I'll lock you in right now.
All
right,
man. I'll lock you in.
Thanks, bud.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
I would never let you.
I will. All right.
I'll stop you.
Yeah. Okay. Calm down. All right.
Did y'all see Joey Lopefito's catch off the wall, by the way? I don't think we were on air that day.
Oh, no. Man.
Tyler almost broke it down in text step by step.
I mean, that was...
It was.
I mean, after I saw that, I said to myself, okay, they're just never going to put this guy at first base. That was
he's got
a
good
hell
hands,
catch.
Baby. He was able to use both.
Yeah,
his glove and his hand.
He
baby.
Ain't playing first base. I'm still offended when people talk about him or anybody else being a Kyle Tucker replacement, to be honest with you. But defensively, that was mighty fine.
Yeah.
He makes
great hand eye coordination.
In a very short period of time, he has made every time out. Look, I'm not scouting his film now, but every time I look up and he's playing in the outfield, he looks ridiculously comfortable doing what appears to be difficult things.
Joey Superfito.
He's a guy that, again, in a small sample size, he is a guy that I feel like when I watch the game, there's a different level of defense there with him out there.
That's fair, especially when you compare him to the others.
I'm not saying it just because he made that great catch. To me, it's more about how he effortlessly gets to things that seem out of his reach. I don't know. And it seems like there's a little bit – there seems like there's a pretty good arm there.
He's probably been working with Jake.
Specialty coach.
I know that. He's been working – Jake Myers has been coaching.
Oh, really?
Ron Hewley.
You know how Pat feels. Jake is.
Y'all better leave PC alone.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, he's sick right now.
I'm just saying. Man, Jake, he's been working with Jake. You see it all over him. You see that Jake all over him. That's what it is. You can tell that's a guy who's worked. Like, I know a Jake Myers guy. I know a guy when I see a guy, that guy's worked with Jake Myers.
Hold on, so.
Exceptional.
On his path to a gold glove.
That guy right there.
Elite.
See, Chaz McCormick hadn't worked with Jake Myers. Not Jake Myers guy. Not there yet. That was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up, Texans report. B. Scott, he'll join us. We'll get his thoughts
as we head, what'd you say, 8 days away from training camp?
8 days,
eight
baby.
8 days away. We'll talk to Brandon Scott coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, this is usually the time we do Texans report with Brandon Scott. When he comes in, if he comes in, we'll...
B. Scott's really trying to get on the turd list 2 weeks in a row, isn't he?
He was on 2 weeks in a row?
He was on last week.
For what?
Him and Lopez, they said July 4th was the most overrated holiday. Where are you, B. Scott?
Somebody put out an APB.
That was interesting. That was an interesting take from the both of them. we'll get to him when he rolls through here, by the way. So y'all got bets? Y'all working together on these bets?
Astros over 4.5, baby.
Cha-ching.
I'm on it.
Right, go ahead and get that money. That's it?
That's all I'm going to ride on tonight, man.
I'm surprised you're not a – you're generally a parlay guy.
Well, I can't do parlays with these with Tyler. Tyler's got a
– Oh, yeah, the, Tyler, he doesn't do prop bets.
Tiger's parlay
props.
Tyler's got
player
a
props,
bootleg bookie.
Yeah, works out okay
but
for me.
Could have done.
All those green days you had. Think if you'd have had a little 3 or 14 parlay in there.
Oh, boy.
I've hit a few three-leg parlays
here
lately.
You had.
Well, no, not with props.
Thanks for that, Bill.
that was me winning.
That was you winning?
Yep.
Cha-ching!
There you go. Well, it's good to see you two working together on that and not like you guys were earlier. That was...
Well, he 2024'd me.
That was something. I missed
B. Scott and Lopez are conspiring to cancel me.
I missed B. Scott and Lopez. I just know I was... I mean, my hands are starting. I mean, there's much work I'm doing. I was doing so much work around the home trying to get this thing together. And I did see, like, Tyler basically texted, oh, man, in the loop is hammering Clint.
It was awesome.
And you can hear the joy in the text. And then from that point on.
I knew exactly what it was about for Tyler.
And you did. You said, what is it, dogs? And then from that point on. I just got a bunch of just repeatedly from you two.
Well, in 2024, see, that's how it happens.
That's how, like, it starts.
Well, I mean, you just
made this.
You just have an opinion, right? And it gets turned into something that was never, like, by the time it got to Lopez. Lopez was throwing his dog's ashes in my face.
He was, man.
I mean, I mean, we're talking about in a hurricane situation where there's no power. And there's no AC, obviously. I would leave the dogs at the house. And if I had a problem sleeping, I'd go get a hotel room. I wouldn't hope a hotel room could take care of my dogs. That's it. Dogs will be okay in a house right now. Dogs will be just fine in a house right now.
No, I agreed with you on that.
There's nothing. And look, and here's the deal.
If it came down to, which is, this could be emergency. Which is, Tyler has probably slept 4.5 hours the last two nights.
I'm not suggesting that somebody go drop their dogs at an abandoned home somewhere and hope they survive in the house. I'm talking about in your house.
What's the difference? What's the difference between an abandoned home that doesn't have power and my home that doesn't have power?
An abandoned home is completely different than your house right now that doesn't have power. We're talking about this particular situation in their house, the house they live in.
What was the temp of your house last night?
They would be just fine.
82 degrees. Ooh.
Then they'll be just, guess what? The humans that were there were just fine too.
Just fine.
They were just fine as well.
Different species.
Right? And they're hot natured, just fine.
He's definitely hot natured.
And you're in a dire situation. I would not see a problem with leaving the dogs in the house, leaving the dogs, let back door crack, whatever you need to do to let them come and go, leave them some water, go to a hotel room, whatever you want to do. And you and your wife can rotate, come check on them every 4 hours. And if you don't want to do that, so be it.
Yeah.
But don't turn it into the dogs are going to die. If you don't want to do it, you love your dog, you don't want to treat your dogs like that, cool. I get it, understand.
But don't turn it into
I've suggested something that's going to kill dogs.
I was going to say.
You sent me a graph that said dogs can heat up, that overheat in 81 degree weather, Tyler.
Yeah,
that,
multiple that, sources,
that,
by the way.
That graph there meant business. Right
yeah,
there,
multiple sources.
That turn, oh, you hell. Turn you turn this into a different ball game.
Veterinarians don't know jack. Right?
I mean, get the hell out of here.
You turn this into a friendly back and forth, and then you said, I'm throwing the first bullet right here, baby.
Facts don't care about facts. Your feelings, Clint.
Facts.
He said facts over look feelings,
here.
Clint.
Look here. Ain't no dog or human ever died of heat exhaustion in an 81-degree house.
That is just
never.
False. That is 100
never.
And that is
oh,
just.
Oh, you had the data
that
never.
Is all, that
you
is
got that out there,
false.
Too?
That is
you got
completely
that, you got
false.
That out there, too?
Yes, dogs.
This is the problem. See, if you love your dog so much you don't want to leave it, that's cool. But don't paint, this,
cool.
Don't paint this picture like I'm suggesting something that's
that.
Dangerous for dogs.
I was talking about my dogs the entire time. I said my dogs are
his
a bunch
dog.
Of AC babies. I said my dogs go on a walk with me on a normal summer day, and they're barely able to get back to the damn house because
well,
they're so
now,
fat now.
So shit. Now we've gone to soft people raise soft
no.
people slash dogs.
No, it's
you've
just,
raised
I
soft
love
dogs.
My dogs. I don't want them
now,
to
see,
just be outside all day.
You just said it's your fault.
Does your dog stay outside all day? Mine doesn't.
No, because she runs away, yeah. So I don't want to do it. But if we're outside at the pool and it's 120 degrees, her and all the other dogs are outside running the fence line
yes,
until their tongue is dragging
not
the ground.
Not arguing that.
For
then what do?
Hours.
They go inside in the air conditioning.
No, they don't. They chill outside with us.
the whole rest of the day.
They chill outside for us.
Oh, boy.
No one said that. I didn't never said I don't take my dogs outside and, like, have them by the pool with me. I do that kind of stuff
he
all the time.
There
is no relief from the heat right now.
Yeah, go inside.
We got
it's 81 degrees.
We got a Sissification of America tweet.
Yes.
Clinton all the hard asses out there.
I completely agree.
Clinton all the
can't have soft ass dogs.
I mean, Tyler, you and your wife have stayed in that house.
All the hard ass.
Y'all stayed in that house. How in the hell could it be dangerous for the dogs?
Dude,
you and your wife have stayed in
there. Comparing humans and dogs, we're completely different. They are completely dependent on us.
I need to take a look at this graph.
Your dogs have stayed in the house with you and your wife. How would it be any different if you and your wife went to a hotel room and checked on her every 4 hours?
Because they are burning alive. My two biggest dogs panted the entire night into my face. I had to guide them to the damn water, make them drink water. I would rather be there to make sure they are safe.
And that's fine, but they're not
going
to die.
You don't know my dogs.
They're not going to die.
You have no idea. You've never even seen one of my dogs.
They're not going to die.
You didn't play the game.
You don't know my dogs.
Hey, did you walk them with a leash?
This is the problem.
Did you walk them with a leash to the water
pit? This is a problem. You group all dogs that have ever existed in the history of man, you group them as one and you see them as one and you have an opinion on how they should be handled.
It is not bad. I have an opinion that any dog that's alive and walking will be just fine in an 81 degree house.
And
yes,
I would
do.
Respond to that saying you don't know what you're talking about.
And you're nuts. Well, now, do you not want to leave yours? Do you not want to leave yours in an 81 degree? Cool, that's fine.
That's
but
what I'm talking
they're
about
not
the whole
gonna
time.
Die. You sent me a graph that dogs overheat at 81 degrees.
Dogs can start to show
multiple
signs of overheating.
Veterinarian.
When the temperature is between 81 and 85 degrees.
So can you.
Multiple dog doctors.
And
you leave a 95-year-old
above 85.
Well, first
should
off, Clint.
Not be kept in temperatures above 85.
A human? Yeah. That isn't comparable.
Yes. You,
what's a fever for a human?
97 and above, I think. What is 90? What is it? What's
well,
the,
technically
what's
over 98.6.
Okay.
So,
what the hell does that have to do with anything?
So why did you say humans are going to die in the same 80 degree house? Me and Megan were panting.
But you're okay.
Well, yes, we're
so
okay.
So rough, you're tougher for
it. But we're not going to leave them to fend for themselves. We're going to be there in case they do need something like most of last night.
I appreciate Clint's sentiment, but Tyler is right scientifically. They're not.
Scientifically? Are you kidding me?
What? Why do you say it like that? It's like factual things.
This is with such anger.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about dogs in an 81 degree. We're not talking about dogs chained up outside in 105 degree heat with no shade,
are
no
you?
Nothing.
They
we're
would fare
about,
better.
We're talking about 81 degree crib, man.
100.3
yes.
is medically a fever for humans. If somebody,
there you
if
go.
Somebody was asking for that. So are you feeling like what? Like you got to get them out of there soon?
Well, I went to Livingston this morning and picked up a generator and a window unit.
Oh, so you're not, okay.
Yeah, but last night, man, I mean, I'm not kidding with
well,
you.
Last night was hell.
I'm not saying they were on the verge of death, but it wasn't good. My two biggest dogs, different times of night, were starting to pant more than they ever do, trying to get them to drink water.
So were you.
I wasn't panting.
You said you were sweating through your sheets.
I sweat every night, and yes, I was hot, but I'm not panting.
It's okay to be uncomfortable.
This
Tyler.
Is funny
get
hearing you all
being
argue
uncomfortable.
Like this. I'm enjoying this.
Facts don't care about your feelings, Clint.
Facts.
That man came through with that.
Facts.
Hey, got his ass.
80. I've never heard that.
Well, now you have.
And now J-Lo's throwing his dog's ashes in my face.
Dang. What did they say?
They both turn the text said line, they Ron, redirect. What they heard.
Hold on, redirect, Ron, redirect these fools and get on with the show. No, damn it, this is the show. I am enjoying the hell out of this. This is the show. Now, what did Lopez and Brandon say? Because they apparently you were like,
Lopez
they,
will take his dog on a fishing boat and be out on that water hours. For 6 hours fishing.
Fresh.
Direct sun, direct. Limited food, limited water, sun beating on that dog.
No doggy
different
sunscreen.
Than 72 hours without AC.
And we talking about 81 degrees. We're talking about 81
my
degrees.
My dogs aren't outside dark. Dogs,
text line, Clint is pulling the bag wheel, just ignoring the stats.
Ignoring the stats. Yeah. Are y'all kidding me?
I think Clint wanted to break
it. No. Here's what's happening.
About this. This is really equally eats both of you up.
No,
this really eats you up.
No, but this is typical. This is typical.
You're not caring about dogs.
See, he turns into me not caring about dogs.
It's a joke.
And then I get the ashes thrown in my
face.
Except
for that one time when you said chain him up and give him a thing of water and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
I believe you were joking.
With what?
That's what you said yesterday.
I don't think it was, Ron.
I think you said, yeah, hell, just chain him up outside, give him a bowl of water and just keep it.
Give him a big bowl of water. Make sure he's got some shade. Everything will be cool. We'll all be gravy.
He wasn't joking, Ron.
We'll all be gravy.
If they're outdoor dogs, maybe. I had outdoor dogs growing up. It's completely different.
Completely. You grew up without.
Yeah,
dogs.
I mean, hell, if you raise a kid and don't ever let them outside, they're gonna be AC babies. So yeah, the heat's gonna.
Well,
affect
he did
them a little
acknowledge yesterday that.
But
that,
we ain't talking about heat. We're talking about. Look here.
That's all I've been talking about.
No, but we're not.
You gotta give him a haircut.
You gotta give him who?
Just give him a haircut and let him breathe. Go in there and shave him. Use that shaver. Use
even
your chest.
An inside dog right now in an 81, 82 degree house will be fine. Give them some water. They'll be fine.
Veterinarian Clint.
Give them some water. They'll be fine. Yeah, no, this is free advice. Don't call me a vet.
This is free.
You got to go pay. You got to go pay some.
There's
fool.
Volunteer vets.
Yeah, you got to go pay. Hell yeah. Hey, guess what? They'll tell you it happened in 75 degree weather. So you'll bring that dog in every time it pants and it's 75 degree outside. Bring it there and pay old vet fee.
I don't pay anyone whenever they get hot. I just make sure they get water.
Coming up, we'll give you the latest.
It ain't no big deal.
As Clint just went down in his chair. Coming up, we'll give you the latest.
Damn dogs.
On maybe Tyler is going to be a step closer to being able to keep his dogs cool. We'll give you the latest on that. Get you ready for Framber tonight as well, the lineup for that. And Kawhi Leonard was set, ready to go, and now he has to leave and will not attend Paris. We'll discuss all of that. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
Hey. For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
She runs away, yeah. So I don't want to do it. But if we're outside at the pool and it's 120 degrees, her and all the other dogs are outside running the fence line until their tongue is dragging the ground.
Not arguing that. Then what do? Hours. They go inside in the air conditioning.
No, they don't. They chill outside with us.
the whole rest of the day.
They chill outside for us.
Oh, boy. I don't take my dogs outside and, like, have them by the pool with me. I do that kind of stuff all the time.
There is no relief from the heat right now. Yeah, go inside. It's 81 degrees.
We got a Sissification of America tweet.
Clinton all the hard asses out there.
I completely agree.
Clinton all the hard
asses. Can't have soft ass dogs.
Tyler, you and your wife have stayed in that house.
All the hard ass.
Y'all stayed in that house. How in the hell could it be dangerous for the dogs?
Dude, you and your wife have stayed in there. Comparing humans and dogs, we're completely different. They are completely dependent on us.
I need to take a look at this graph.
Your dogs have stayed in the house with you and your wife. How would it be any different if you and your wife went to a hotel room and checked on her for 4 hours?
Because they are burning alive. My two biggest dogs panted the entire night into my face. I had to guide them to the damn water, make them drink water. I would rather be there to make sure they are safe.
That's fine, but they're not
going
to die.
You don't know my dog.
They're not going to die.
You have no idea. You've never even seen one of my dogs.
They're not going to die.
You didn't play the game.
You don't know my dog.
Hey, did you walk them with a leash?
This is the problem.
Did you walk them with a leash to the water pit?
This is a problem. You group all dogs that have ever existed in the history of man, you group them as one, and you see them as one, and you have an opinion on how they should be handled.
It is not bad. No, I have an opinion that any dog that's alive and walking will be just fine in an 81-degree house.
And
yes,
I would respond to that saying you don't know what you're talking about.
And you're nuts. Do you not want to leave yours in an 81-degree? Cool, that's fine.
That's what I'm talking about the whole time.
You sent me a graph that dogs overheat at 81 degrees.
Dogs can start to show signs of overheating.
Veterinarian.
When the temperature is between 81 and 85 degrees.
So can humans.
Multiple dog doctors.
And
in temperatures above 85.
A human, that isn't comparable.
Yes. You.
What's a fever for a human?
97 and above, I think. What is 90? What is it?
Technically over 98.6.
Okay. So, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
So why did you say humans are going to die in the same 80 degree house? Me and Megan were panting.
But you're okay. You're tougher for
it. But we're not going to leave them to fend for themselves. We're going to be there in case they do need something, like most of last night.
I appreciate Clint's sentiment, but Tyler is right scientifically. They're not.
Scientifically? Are you kidding me?
What? Why do you say it like that? It's like factual things.
This is with such anger.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about dogs in an 81 degree. We're not talking about dogs chained up outside in 105 degree heat with no shade, nothing.
They would fare better.
We're talking about 81 degree crib, man.
100.3 is medically a fever for humans. Somebody was asking for that. So are you feeling like what? Like you got to get them out of there soon?
Well, I went to Livingston this morning and picked up a generator and a window unit.
Oh, so you're not, okay.
Yeah, but last night, man, I mean, yeah. I'm not kidding with
you. Last night was hell.
I'm not saying they were on the verge of death, but it wasn't good. My two biggest dogs, different times of night, were starting to pant more than they ever do, trying to get them to drink water. I wasn't panting.
You said you were sweating through your sheets.
I sweat every night, and yes, I was hot, but I'm not panting.
It's okay to be uncomfortable.
This
Tyler.
Is funny
get
hearing you all
being
argue
uncomfortable.
Like this. I'm enjoying this.
Facts don't care about your feelings, Clint.
Facts.
That man came through with that.
Facts.
Hey, got his ass.
80. I've never heard that.
Well, now you have.
And now J Lo's throwing his dog's ashes in my face.
What did they say?
They both from the text said line, Ron, redirect
these fools and get on with the show. No, damn it, this is the show. I am enjoying the hell out of this. This is the show. Now, what did Lopez and Brandon say? Because they apparently
Lopez will take his dog on a fishing boat. and be out on that water for 6 hours fishing.
Fresh.
Direct sun, limited food, limited water, sun beating on that dog.
No doggy
different
sunscreen.
Than 72 hours without AC.
And we're talking about 81 degrees. We're talking about 81 degrees.
Dogs aren't outside dogs.
Text line, Clint is pulling a bag wheel, just ignoring the stats.
Ignoring the stats. Yeah. Are y'all kidding me?
I think Clint wanted to break
it. No. Here's what's happening.
About this. This is really equally eats both of you up.
No.
But this really eats you up.
No, but this is typical. This is typical.
You're not caring about dogs?
See, he turns into me not caring about dogs.
It's a joke.
And then I get the ashes thrown in my
face. Except for that one time when you said chain him up and give him a thing of water and just keep him moving.
Yeah.
I believe you were joking.
With what?
That's what you said yesterday.
I don't think it was, Ron.
I think you said, yeah, hell, just chain him up outside, give him a bowl of water, and just keep it.
Give him a big bowl of water. Make sure he's got some shade. Everything will be cool. We'll all be gravy.
He wasn't joking, Ron.
We'll all be gravy.
If they're outdoor dogs, maybe. I had outdoor dogs growing up. It's completely different.
Completely. You grew up without
dogs. Yeah, I mean, hell, if you raise a kid and don't ever let them outside, they're going to be AC babies. So, the heat's going to affect them a little bit.
Well, he did acknowledge yesterday that.
But we ain't talking about heat. We're talking about, look here.
That's all I've been talking about.
No, but we're not.
You got to give him a haircut.
You got to give him who?
Just give him a haircut and let him breathe. Go in there and shave him. Use that shaver.
Even an inside dog right now in an 81, 82 degree house will be fine. Give them some water. They'll be fine.
Veterinarian Clint.
Give them some water. They'll be fine. Yeah, no, this is free advice. Don't call me a vet.
This is free.
You got to go pay. You got to go pay some.
There's volunteer vets.
Yeah, you got to go pay. Hell yeah. Hey, guess what? They'll tell you it happened in 75 degree weather. So you'll bring that dog in every time it pants and it's 75 degree outside. Bring it there and pay old vet fee.
I don't pay anyone whenever they get hot. I just make sure they get water.
Coming up, we'll give you the latest.
It ain't no big deal.
As Clint just went down in his chair. Coming up, we'll give you the latest.
Damn dogs.
On maybe Tyler is going to be a step closer to being able to keep his dogs cool. We'll give you the latest on that. Get you ready for Framber tonight as well, the lineup for that. And Kawhi Leonard was set, ready to go, and now he has to leave and will not attend Paris. We'll discuss all of that. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
Hey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.